national news.
On a rainy Sunday morning.
Gabisan Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of community announcements, along with a diverse selection of music from Zach Tablud and Al James, along with Beanie, who will be one of the acts featured at next year's Coachella Festival in California, and music from the recently awarded winner of America's Got Talent, Jessica Sanchez, along with news from our news desk. But first, to our community announcements. On Wednesday, October the 1st, the Philippine Students Association, in collaboration with the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, will be presenting a cultural dance workshop entitled Magsayaw Tayo from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the MP 3/4 room in the Recwell. For more information, contact Sophia Rivera at river764@umn.edu. This next announcement, I was able to receive an email from some people that are promoting a film that comes out on October the 3rd. The name of the film is One Big Family. It is inspired by the true story of writer, producer, and star Lisa Brenner. The film is a heartwarming and hilarious dramedy about the rediscovering who you are just when you thought you had it all figured out. While preparing a speech for her daughter's bat mitzvah, Rachel uncovers a life-changing secret that turns her world upside down. Married in the film to Filipino-American actor Dante Bosco, Rachel investigates life as part of a Filipino-Jewish family, a reflection of Lisa's own marriage to Filipino-American producer Dean Devlin. It's an intimate and relatable story that explores heritage, identity, and in unexpected ways love can transform our understanding of both. With warmth and humor, the film highlights the complexities and intergenerational relationships and celebrates the truth that family is defined by far more than just blood. For those of you that aren't familiar with Dean Devlin, he is the producer behind such hits as Independence Day. And this movie, as we stated, comes out on October 3rd nationwide in AMC theaters. I will give you a review of the film next week, as I'll be able to watch the film sometime this week and give you commentary next week on the show. In regards to other community announcements, on Friday, October the 10th, the Philippine Student Association, in collaboration with the Filipinos for Immigration Rights Movement firm, will be hosting an immigration workshop from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, contact Elliot Leong at Leong, that's spelled L-E-O-N-G, 115@umn.edu. And then we have two community announcements that are taking place on the same exact day. The first is which is from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. They will be having their 54th annual CSFA Induction of Officers, and that'll be taking place on Saturday, October the 25th at the Doubletree by Hilton. The theme for this event is Derby, so think of how people dress for such things as the Kentucky Derby. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Tanette at 952-994-6015. And for our last community announcement for the evening, that's taking place on the same day of October the 25th, the Sounds Possible Productions will be having a concert that's featuring local Filipina singer Giselle at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. That's located at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Liv at 612-812-0092. And some of the other artists that will be performing at that event will be the band Pintura Band, with special guests Dalison Ducat, Robert Mariano, Dr. Ed Santos, Anna Brown, and Elone Yang. And I believe for the fifth straight year, the Philippine American National News has been able to work in collaboration with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So we will be there at tomorrow's media day for the Minnesota Timberwolves. For those of you that don't know, both Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid, two of the most prominent players on the Minnesota Timberwolves, their stylist is a private barber by name of Ray Santos, who I believe is based out of the California area. And so if you see Naz Reid and Anthony Edwards with some fresh new haircuts, Ray is the guy that gives them a haircut. And hopefully in the next couple months, when Ray is back in the Twin Cities, we'll be able to touch base with him. But looks like he was just here recently. He's probably touching up those guys and maybe potentially some other players as well here in the Twin Cities. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It is from the artist Zach Dabuldo, featuring Al James. And the name of this song is entitled Gusto.
Hindi mo lang ako napapansin. Hanggang tingin na lang ba sa'yo, di makalapit sa kanto mo.
gusto lang na makilala pa kasi medyo nahihiya. Hindi ko masabi ang gusto aminin, ang hirap sabihin na gusto lang kita makasama hanggang sa pagpapanangarap pag tayo na lang dalawa. Hindi lang masabi pag may iba. Gusto lang naman na aminin sa'yo ang nararamdaman ng aking puso, wala nang iba. Huwag nang pahirapan pa, andito na. Totoo na nga ba to? Medyo hindi na patanto. Matagal na kitang kilala, simula pa lang nung una nandito na. Ang hirap din patagalin kasi maraming nakakapansin. Lahat ng bibighani, hindi ko naman masisi. Hindi ko masabi ang gusto aminin, ang hirap sabihin na. Gusto lang kita makasama hanggang sa pagpapanangarap pag tayo na lang dalawa. Hindi lang masabi pang maiba. Gusto lang naman na aminin sa'yo ang nararamdaman ng aking puso, wala nang iba. Malapit ka na, bigla ko naduduwa. Mga ngarap na lang ba na ikaw ay kasama? Ayoko nang mag-isa.
I'll change this, yeah, go yeah. Kabado pa na muna, plano makausap. Lakad pa kalmado pero parang nalulula. Dami na kausap, kawa ng pusuan. Binibini gagawa ng paraan makuha. Ikaw na nga yun at walang iba. Okay lang ang mundo man natin ay magkaiba. Mapagod man ako, ikaw ang aking pahinga. Sabay sa salubungin ang umaga ng nakaiga. So tuwing kasama ka para ko lumulutang. Kung paano kasaya yun hindi ko masukat. Lakas ang amati kaya kong ginayuman. Ngayong kapit pa rin sa aking halimuyak niya. Kumagaan lahat ng mabigat. Patuloy lang tayo sa pagliyak. Patuloy lang tayo sa pagliyak. Ito ba naginip lang pagising ko? Pangako yan agad kung sasabihin na.
Gusto lang kita magkasama hanggang sa pagpaparangarapan. Tayo na lang dalawa. Hindi lang masabi pagdating iba. Gusto lang naman namin sa'yo. Nararamdaman ang aking puso. Wala nang iba.
James and Zach Tublo with Gusto. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We can also be heard online at kfai.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. Our show is archived up to 2 weeks. And we can also be found on Google Play and the Apple Store. And we'd like to thank all the loyal listeners and viewers out there of the Philippine American National News on Facebook for supporting not only the Philippine American National News, but here at KFAI during Fall Pleasure Drive. We thank you for supporting all the efforts of all the talented hosts and people behind the scenes here at KFAI. And for our listening audience that might not be aware, those who love Filipino food, that out in the Faribault area, there is a food truck out there Lutong Bahay, but also looks like it's also known as Dambai Tambay, and looks like they serve on most weekends out there in the Faribault area. They have some of the classic Filipino fare on their menu, from lumpia Shanghai to adobo, from what I could see on their menu, from halo-halo to mango sago. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first story of the evening, article of the evening, and this comes from Reuters. The death toll from a tropical storm that swept across central Philippines and southern Luzon has risen to 10, disaster officials said on Friday, as the country's north continued to recover from the impact of a super typhoon. Government work and classes in many parts of the country, including Metro Manila, were suspended ahead of Tropical Storm Buloy. It just struck a few days after the typhoon Ragasa left a trail of damage in northern Philippines, killing 14 people before wreaking havoc in Taiwan, where at least 15 people died. The latest storm made landfall at eastern Samar in the central Philippines before crossing into Masbate and sweeping through the Bicol region in the southern part of the country's biggest island, Luzon. Disaster officials said three of the fatalities were in Masbate province. One was hit by a falling tree, another drowned, while the third was killed when a wall collapsed. Seven others died in the central Philippines following flash floods and a storm surge triggered by the storm, the Office of the Civil Defense said. Masbate Governor Antonio Cao, in a media briefing, appealed for immediate assistance from the central government, citing the urgent need to clear debris, restore power, and reopen ports to allow delivery of aid. In other parts of southern Luzon, local officials reported heavy rain and wind power outages and damages to crops and infrastructure. Ahead of Buloy, named Opong locally, hundreds of thousands of people were permanently evacuated, including Manila resident J.C. Borombeo, who was staying in an evacuation center with his three children. "We just live by the corner of the river, and it would be difficult when the water rises," he said while carrying his baby. Buloy, packing a maximum wind speed of 110 kilometers per hour and gusts rising to 135 kilometers per hour, is forecast to intensify into a typhoon again as it moved towards Vietnam. The Vietnamese government said that the fast-moving storm would hit the country's northern and central coast on Monday, triggering torrential rain from September 28th to September 30th. Heavy rains could cause serious flooding in low-lying areas, as well as in urban and industrial areas, the National Weather Agency said in a statement on Friday. Rainfall in several parts of could reach 150 millimeters within the next 24 hours, according to the agency. For right now, we're going to play a song from a group of females known as Beanie. They are one of two groups that have Filipinas that will be featured during the Coachella concerts out in California in 2026. Them along with Cat's Eye, who's actually their tour kicks off at the Armory in Minneapolis, I believe in November. But this is Beanie with their song Blink Twice.
I heard you like confidence. Well, I've got a lot of it. So baby, it's common sense. Just don't be anonymous. I heard that you've been busy. Yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. Trying my best not to step up on your landmine.
But let's have some fun with it, 'cause you know I'm running it.
Ooh, I'm lost.
lost inside your world. You got that symphony. Like da-do, da-do, da-do. If you like me, blink twice. Are you naughty or nice? Maybe add a little spice. If you're tryna roll the dice, let me give you some advice. If you like me, blink twice,
crazy, baby, no, don't be lazy. Come over and chase me, yeah, you better amaze me.
I'm at the spot, baby, tell me, are you ready or not? Don't you leave me waiting.
Ooh, I'm lost inside your world, you got that symphony. Like da-do, da-do, da-do. If you like me, blink twice. Are you naughty or nice? Maybe add a little spice. If you're trying to roll the dice, let me give you some advice. If you like me, blink twice.
Then just blink twice. If you really like me, then you gotta roll the dice.
If you like me, blink twice. Are you naughty or nice? Maybe add a little spice. If you're trying to roll the dice, let me give you some advice.
If you like me, blink twice.
Once again, that was Beanie with their song Think Twice. We are coming quite close to the end of this week's episode of the Philippine American National News. We'll return back to the news desk from a story from today.com. I just hope to inspire people, Sanchez, who is awaiting the arrival of baby Elena, tells today.com. Jessica Sanchez has dreamed of winning America's Got Talents since she was a little kid. What she had not anticipated was that she would be 9 months pregnant when she won. Sanchez made her America's Got Talent in 2005 when she was 10 years old. She sang her way through the show's first season before being voted off in the semifinal round. This time around, she made it to the show's finale. In between AGT stints, she also came in second place in American Idol in 2012. When Terry Crews was about to announce the winner, I was just standing there thinking about my moment on season one when I was 10 years old and how badly I wanted this, Sanchez tells Today.com. I was just thinking how proud my little self would have been making it this far and not giving up on my dreams. Now 29, Sanchez returned to the show with the same dream and a life update. She is pregnant with a little girl whom she plans to name Elena. Sanchez first discovered that she was pregnant a few days before deciding to audition for AGT. Even though she knew it would be difficult, she decided to not let the pregnancy stop her from pursuing her dreams. This journey has been one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, vocally, physically, mentally, and emotionally, because my body is changing and it's just getting bigger, Sanchez says. Sanchez performed a heartfelt rendition of Benson Boone's Beautiful Things in our audition. After captivating the crowd with her voice, Sofia Vergara hit the golden buzzer, advancing Sanchez directly to the live shows, bypassing the rest of the audition process. I didn't expect to get the golden buzzer. Honestly, had no expectation, Sanchez said. Sofia saw something special in me, and that really meant the world. Throughout the season, Sanchez continued to amaze judges and crowds with her voice. She sang Ordinary by Alex Warren earlier in the season and performed Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars in the finale. Sanchez said that the baby would kick hard every time she sang the Golden Hour. That song, Golden Hour, was actually really special to me because she was kind of like helping me, or just there really with me during that song, she says. Now that she is nearing the end of her pregnancy, Sanchez is excited to begin a new chapter. I'm excited to pour out everything that I've been through with experience and just throughout the year, fully out into my music and just share it with the world. She said, hopefully, with each and every platform that I'm given, I inspire people who are also struggling with the following their dreams. I just hope to inspire people. It's been a long, long journey, but I'm so grateful for every single moment of it. Just getting a chance to sing in front of America again and see what they think of me and my creativity. I cannot believe that I'm a winner of season 20. And she stated earlier, they stated earlier in this article, she did finish second to an American Idol in 2012. She lost to Phillip Phillips, who had a really big hit with the song Home, but Jessica was able to release a CD, and we're going to play a song from that album, and it's a song called Tonight featuring singer Neo. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Seems like every day is something else, another reason to be stressing,
and you just wanna run away, said you just wanna run away.
You try to get out and enjoy yourself, but everybody's whack and so depressing,
and you just wanna run away, yeah, said you just wanna run away.
We bought the
This is Sound.